book in the presence of Bhagawan and Vishwa. Focusing on yourself, on the me, the conscious being, me that is the self of Ishwara. But in your buddhi, your body, the emotions all relax in the presence of yourself, of that Ananda Swarupa, that one that is most loved. Just like a still lake that has some dirt clods thrown into it, how if just left to its own devices, just naturally, the dust or impurities will settle down to the bottom where they belong, and the lake will just abide as itself. So invoking Bhagavan's presence, letting the buddhi turn toward its knowledge, knowledge of your being. Being yourself. Let the mind settle. Just be interested, welcoming, aware, not wanting to change or disturb. Just as you can detach from your breathing, not feeling that you have to breathe, but letting the breathing naturally fulfill its own function, which is always in your best interests. Give the mind some time to just regain its natural state. Just being with you, being at rest in your presence. Another way of saying that is just being at rest in its own nature, its own swarupa. Its own swarupa is the self, is Brahman. The nature of everything, in fact, is Brahman, is yourself. So let your mind simply work through whatever dust or problems are there. And you just be interested in what it decides to work on, what it decides to deal with. Be interested, be welcoming, be yourself. bringing the buddhi back to being with yourself, really to be with itself, its own being, the self, me. Feel the body and mind relaxing in that gentle focus. If the mind is thinking or involved in some work, that work can go on, but be yourself as the work continues. Just be yourself. Notice that. Your thoughts, your feelings don't cover or disturb your own presence in any way. So the gentle focus of the mind, as though steeped in your own being, let whatever thoughts or feelings are there continue to be there, but your own being is dominant. shot.